Welcome to this podcast of Armstrong Chapel. I'm lead pastor David Brown. It's a blessing to be with you today, to share the inspiration in these moments, and to be uplifted by the power and love of Christ. Enjoy this message.
Will you pray with me? Engage our hearts and lives this day, both in word and in witness. And in the power of your presence and spirit among us, we might be drawn to the teachings of Jesus, might envelop them into our lives, and live in genuine faith and righteousness. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Pastor Steve shared with you the common English version of the Beatitudes. Those that may be out here would have memorized those verses when you were being taught to memorize in Sunday school, would have remembered them more as the blessed are. But I love the common English version's attempt to remind us of who does the blessing. In each of those passages, it is God who blesses. And so we gather together. Now I'm curious, there's three kinds of people. There are mountain people. Any of you mountain people? Okay, very few of you in this group. Any of you beach people? You like the beach? There's a couple beach people out there. Any meadow people? Meadow? You know, green grass, there's a couple of you. The last service didn't think I made that meadow thing up, but it's really in the chorus that we sang that God's in both beach and meadow, in wind and even in mountain experience. The Beatitudes set by Matthew are with Jesus on the mountain, overlooking the Sea of Galilee. These eight statements of blessed are each highlight a specific virtue, a circumstance out of which we let our lives be led in God's divine favor and blessing. The term beatitude itself has both Latin and Greek influences, suggesting to be happy. So Mr. Schuller might be right. In contrast, many of you would think of the Ten Commandments and those given by Moses to the people of Israel off Mount Sinai. Those would be the words of God's introspection for the nation of Israel, while these become the words for the new Christian community. Blessed are. The Beatitudes themselves are a heart transformative teaching from a legalistic aspect of law and the world to that of God's generous, gracious happiness. Beatitudes allow us to align to God's desires for God's people. They go to teach the conventional ideas of blessedness, which are really upside down in Jesus' day of what the traditions of the culture would have suggested. Why, those that look in their culture and see people with great abundance say, look, those people are blessed. And then there are those that see others in the culture of less fortunate and say, oh, you need more blessing. Yet that will not be the nature of Jesus' teaching for his disciples. The Beatitudes begin with maybe the one that is more familiar out of the New Revised Standard or of the gifts of the NIV. Blessed are the poor, for you will be the heirs of the kingdom. It refers to that nature that I don't want to glamorize poverty, but when you have nothing else to trust in, sometimes it's God's kingdom you desire the most. Blessed are those who mourn. They will be comforted. This past week, as we made preparations for a burial in the cemetery, Joy went out to mark the gravesite. She'd marked it before the snowstorm. Now it was a blanket of white where once there was a marked place. She'd taken pictures, fortunately, so that she could align the trees at the back and find it with a little more ease. But as she made her way around the little storage building, she saw a trail of footprints. Someone in our cemetery, in that beautiful white snowbank, had walked a single path out and looped around to make this lovely little heart, and then walked in their footprints back out of the cemetery. Blessed are those who mourn. That gift of comfort in the midst of a tranquil place in which we remember the loved ones we give back to God. That will come out on our Facebook page, but it will not be because of AI that those footprints were made. You and I would hear Jesus say to his disciples, "Blessed are the meek. They will inherit the earth." The last meek person I knew didn't often speak up for themselves. That humility and gentleness seems to be the hallmark out of which God would provide a blessing for those who would humble themselves before God. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be filled. It's not a buffet of all you can eat. It's a buffet of justice and righteousness, promises flowing down through us to make that which is broken whole again. Blessed are the merciful. They'll show mercy, that compassion and care towards others. Blessed are the pure in heart. They'll see God, that purity of sincerity and integrity, that sense of living in a close and dynamic relationship with God. Then blessed are the peacemakers, for they'll be called the children of God. That peace that passes all understanding that Jesus as well will teach his followers. Yet the last interesting blessed are you who are persecuted because of me, because of righteousness, for theirs kingdom of heaven. On Friday morning, the men's Bible study is right at chapter 5 of Matthew. And some of the members of that group told the description of the hillside in which Jesus called his disciples and those to hear the Beatitudes. They didn't describe that beautiful, lush, green mountain that some of us might think is mountain people. Elizabeth and I love the mountains. We're mountain people, if you were. We remember that psalm that says, "When you lift your eyes to the hills, from whence does your help come?" Your help comes from the Lord. In that green and that lushness, that's more the mountain cascade. Those of you that like the beach, the warmth of the sand, the crashing of the waves, the calm serenity that can bring. Those of you that are meadow people, whether it's flowers or just green grass, it's a beautiful scape of God's handiwork. Yet the men on Friday morning described a hillside with sharp, jagged rocks. A beautiful vista looking out over the Sea of Galilee, but if you sat where Jesus sat, the stones were hard. The landscape was not easy or comfortable. So those of you that are sitting in padded pew this morning, you miss the whole nature of this message. Because there at the end, when you're being persecuted for righteousness' sake, you'll be thinking, I hope he doesn't go to 10. 8's enough. Because after all, there are some of us that know the commands of God by heart. The command that says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second, it's most important, that you love your neighbor as yourself. And these two commands are all the law and the prophets. Oh, I like 2 instead of 10. But maybe you'll try to memorize 8 this week, that you and I might remember we are blessed by a God who comes to teach us, even in the most uncomfortable places, the blessing of the Lord. Amen.
As the psalmist promises us to sing to the Lord a new song, receive this special music to lift your heart to praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing in these special moments, Armstrong Chapel. We pray that God will surround you in these moments. You'll share with family and friends. You'll care for one another as we look forward to joining again next week. God bless.